On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
There are concerns some homes on the bluff could be at risk after heavy rains this week unleashed mudslides all the way down to a road on the beach.
It's quite a despairing feeling because the first time, then the second time, now the third time, you have this gut-wrenching feeling like we're just waiting. It's teetering on an edge there.
Ward 66 councillor Zoe Solomon says the issue has been ongoing.
The stormwater guy on the first day said to me, this is multiple millions of rand to reinstate, just the bank. We're not talking about what's going on top. Just to reinforce this is multiple tens of millions. You know, we kind of just shrugged our shoulders and looked at each other.
She says the sewage piping that gave way during the last storm was fixed. She says it was washed away again after this week's downpours.
What we now have is not just the chasm that came down the landslide. We have an absolute breakaway of massive pieces of ground. Trees have followed. Now there's infrastructure sticking out everywhere.
Torrential rains wreaked havoc in parts of KZN yesterday and claimed the lives of three children and two women in Lamontville. Solomon says patrons at a local restaurant were left stranded, unable to drive over knee-deep sand.
When we get down to Foreshore Drive, now this is the road of the beach, we've got knee-deep sand. And people were at Lords and Legends, you know, having dinner and having drinks when the rain came. And they ended up being stranded there. They couldn't get out. One of the cars was stuck in the mud. They realized that they couldn't get through because it's not a mud that you can walk on. It's a sinking sand.
A dispute by employees at the KZN legislature has threatened to delay the start of the two-day State of the Province address. Sulu King Misusulu Kazwelithini is scheduled to deliver his annual speech during the official opening of the legislature in Maritzburg today. Staff and management are locked in a dispute over overtime. They've threatened to disrupt proceedings with protests. The DA's Imran Kika has called on the speaker to intervene.
Staff understand that the legislature doesn't have enough funding to cover their costs, but are able to look and want to look at other ways to find a resolution to the issues before them.
Some residents in Etiquette have called for the marriage bill to accommodate various marital settings instead of being placed under one umbrella. The Home Affairs Portfolio Committee wrapped up the KZN leg of its public hearings into the draft legislation in Durban yesterday. Among other things, the bill seeks to unify existing regulations under the Marriage Act, prohibits child marriage, and sets the minimum age requirement for both spouses at 18. Norman Ward from Pinetown addressed the committee.
We live in a multicultural society with many different cultures, many different religions, many different churches, even within one religion, and we must all be allowed to practice our own cultures and our own ways. I do not believe that one size fits all. I do not believe that you can have one act that will satisfy all our requirements as a nation. And I believe that the current legislation does not fully satisfy, for instance, the Muslim community.
The topic of same-sex unions also came under discussion. John Moses, who's with Christian Fellowship, shared his views.
I do not believe that two men can raise a lady child, neither can two women raise a man child. You cannot provide a model to support that.
And Donald Trump's held his first cabinet meeting, telling the media that his top team is thrilled with the extraordinary power given to billionaire advisor Elon Musk. The tech tycoon was also given the platform to defend his controversial cuts to government spending, warning America will go bankrupt if they don't go this route. On Ukraine, Trump says there's been progress on negotiations to end Russia's invasion. President Volodymyr Zelensky is set to visit the White House tomorrow to sign a deal giving Washington access to Kiev's rare minerals. On the weather front, 27 degrees in Durban and Richards Bay today, Maritzburg 25. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Liverpool 13 points ahead, Sundowns 15 points ahead in the Betway Prem. Afghanistan do the business on England at the ICC Champions Trophy, and the Dolphins finally have a win.